vines growing there. Hegia, still it's called a good sale. Shlemochola Yelashmo, I only sold you, that's the name of this field. And Vu Dimiskari Karma, if that's what people call it, it's called a kerem, even though the vines may be dried up already. But since it used to be a vineyard, people still call it a vineyard, the sale's a good sale. Zero, so Lamaisa, your chelik was the Aslida, your chelik was the palace. The mice is still called the palace, even though maybe there's not enough light now, but a palace is still called, so therefore the sale, the chaluk is still good. Zumara says, Midami, is it like one to the other? When I sell you the kerim or the paradis, I've right to say what I sold you was the name. It's called that. But like we're here, I have a right to say, when I made the chalukah is because I thought I'm going to use it the same way our father used it. Now, when our father used the house, there was no wall there. Light came in. So it is not called a good plukta. So one brother should be able to stop the other brother. Omrulei, he said back to him, Omrulei, Mar Yenuka, Omar Kishisha, Braid Rav Chizda. So the two sons of Rav Chizda, Mar Yenuka, Mar Kishisha, said to the Rav Ashi, that Nahadoi Latimei, Nahadoi, they go according to their reasoning. In other words, who was the one that said this halacha? It was Rav Chama. So Rav Chama is from Nahadoi. And he holds, like we'll soon see, the Yom Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, that Shmuel was from Nahadoi, that they hold. If two brothers divide up property from their father, they have Yerusha. They don't have a right to walk through the field to go to the other field. In other words, let's say the father owned two fields, a right field and a left field, and the way the father used to get into the left field was to walk through a path on the right field. And now the two brothers divided up the karka, one took the right, one took the left. So the one that took the right field has the right, like, to stop the one that has left field from walking through his property. He does not have to give him that derech. Now that we made a chalukah, what belongs to me is mine, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. And we don't look at it the same way your father used it, that's the way we could use it also. And the same thing, v'loi chalaynis is out there. If one person now wants to build up a wall, even though it's going to block the other one's window, he's allowed to. You don't have a tiny of chalaynis, one on the other, like we just said. V'loi sulamis is out there. Let's say one takes an upstairs apartment, one takes a downstairs, and usually the way you get to the upstairs is by using a ladder. If the bottom one doesn't want to let him use a ladder from his field, he has a right to stop him. And v'loi amas hamayim is out there. And not if there's a water flow. That usually it waters both fields. Now the brother that took the field that has the water flow, he has the right to stop the other brother from using it. And v'hizaru behen shehalochas kavuasein. I just said over, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said, listen to these halochas, because they're real halochas. In other words, this is the way they hold in the Hadoi. So that's why Rav Chaman also passed before, that the first brother does not have a right to stop the second brother from building the wall. Because Lamaisa, when we made the chalukah, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Wherever the Gemara says, for Rova, my Rova says, Yesh Lehen. No, a brother has a right to go through his brother's field. In other words, he holds that the chalukah is the same way the father used it. That's what Rova says. Wherever the Loch is like of Nachman or Mashmuel know that even though the father used to use it, but now that they're divided up, each brother has a right to use his field the way he wants to. Now the Gemara says, "Who shtar? There was a shtar, the Yasme, that Yisaimim had a shtar that somebody owed them money. In other words, their father lent $100 to Reuven, and then the father died. He didn't collect the money yet, so the Yisaimim have the shtar that Reuven owes them $100. Now the Nofakale Tavra, Reuven now came up with a receipt. He has a receipt saying that he paid up your father already. So what do we do now?" With the shtar that the Yisraelim has, that the Reuven owes them $100, they cannot collect. But you should know, we do not rip up that shtar either. Why not? We do not let them collect with the shtar they have, the Nofet Tavrale, because there's a receipt that went on about it. Mikrila Karinale, we do not tell them to rip it up though, the Chigadli, because we have to wait, and maybe the Chigadli Yasmi, maybe when the Yisraelim become older, grow up, Dilma Maisi Raya, maybe they'll be able to bring some proof, Umarilei, and like to say that that receipt that Reuven has is forged, it's not a good receipt. So therefore, even though right now they do not know how to say that, but we have to wait, maybe they'll be able to prove it later on in life. So therefore, the shtar, we let them hold on to the shtar. Oh, Malei Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Ravino. The Hilchos Samai, what's the Halacha? Oh, Malei, he said like this, you should know. The Kula Hilchos Karav Choma. Usually we always paskin like Rav Choma. Levam mi Tavra, excluding this last case of Tavra. Why? Tisadi v'shakru l'mechaskinam. Listen, right now there's a receipt. Right now Reuven has a receipt that Adam signed on it, that he paid up the money. So since there are Adam signing here, we're not afraid that maybe later the Yisraelim, when they grow up, they'll find something wrong with this receipt. So therefore here, Taka, we take the shtar away from the Yisraelim and like rip it up. However, Mazutra Breder of Mori Yomar, Pohonami Hilchasok Rav Choma. No, here also we pass on like Rav Choma.
You know what?
And you know why? The Yemis of the Tavrim Yalyahu, because of really if the receipt that Reuben has is a real good receipt, he boile liafuke bechayavuhan. We should have known and heard about it when the father was still alive. He should have shown it then. Since we did not hear anything about it, that's a little of a proof that it was only forged, that Reuben only first had this receipt written up first later after the father died. So therefore there is a ksas raise here, we do see something wrong here, therefore we would leave the shtar by the yisaimim until they grow up, and maybe later they'll be able to prove it. Now the Mishnah says, Koifin oisai livnois beishar, we force the people in the chotzer to chip in together to pay money, like to have a beishar. That's a house built right outside the chotzer, where the shomer, where the watchman could stay in there, to protect them from the sun. V'delas l'chotzer, we also made the people chip in to buy a delas, to make a door, to be able to lock the chotzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in there, loy kol hachatzeres ruyas lebeishar. No, not every chotzer do we force them to build a beishar. We'll see in the Gemara when yes and when not. Another loch is koifen oisai liv dais liir choyma udlosayim ubriach, that we force the people living in the city to give money to chip in to build a wall around the city. Udlosayim, there should be doors to the gate. Ubriach, there should be a bolt there like a lock to be able to lock the door. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loy mer, again, loy kol ha-yoris ruyas l'chayma. Not every city needs a wall to be built around it. Some yes and some no. We'll see in the Gemara when yes and when no. Now, kami yehei b'ir, how long do you have to be living in the city? For yehei kiyansha year, that you consider like the people in the city that you have to pay this tax. You have to chip in here. Yud beis chodesh, you have to be living there for 12 months, for a year. What about the Okono Bo Beis Vira? Let's say you bought a house there, Hareyu Kiyanshi Yer Miyad, then you consider like a person in the city right away, you'll have to start shipping in right away. Kadigmar says, Lamemru, you want to tell me, the Beis Shar Mal Yusi, that it's something good to have a Beis Shar like this house in front of the Chotzer, and therefore we force everybody in the Chotzer to chip in to make it. Simar says, Vohu Chasida, there was a Chosid, Tevi Rogel Eliyahu, Tevi Mishtoi Badei. Eliyahu used to come to talk to him. But Ovid Beishar, what happened was, once in his chotzer, he had a Beishar built there. He built up this house that the Shomer could stay in there. And Vesulei Mishtoi Badei, and Eliyahu and Ovid didn't talk to him anymore. And the reason is, Rashi says, Rufi Shemafsek Baniyim Hatzayikim V'yen Kerem Nishma. Like if you build this house right outside the chotzer, so the Aniyim that are outside screaming like for help, for money, you can't hear them anymore. So by building up this Beishar, this house right outside the chotzer, you stop the Aniyim from coming in, therefore it's no good. Therefore here Eliyahu HaNavi stop talking to this chosid. So the Kashrei Talkar HaMishnah say, you mechuyev like to build it, the Chura it's something bad. So Gemara says, Lakash, there's no stira. Hatayuhom nekavoy, hoy mevroy. One is where you build the house outside. If you build it outside, then it's okay. Because since it's built outside, for sure there's no lock on it, so the Oni could come in and come to the gate and scream and people will hear him. Hoy mevroy. But if it's done, where it's done on the inside, then it's no good. And it's nekavoy, when it's done on the inside of the chotzer, then it's no good. Because the door is probably locked. Therefore, the Ani could come only till the door. Now, if this building, this house, like, is inside the chotzer, so that stops the voice of the Ani, people won't be able to hear him. Therefore, if the house is made begavoy inside, it's no good. Our Mishnah says it's good, is Mivroi, when he's supposed to build this house outside. If it's outside, then, like we said, the Ani could come inside it, and then his voice will be able to be heard. The boy is saying another territory may be Hov or Mivroi. Both cases are talking about where the house is built outside. And I'll tell you, but Kasha is no stereo. Ho the yis lay delis, ho the les lay delis. If there's a door to this house so the Ani can't get into it, then it's no good, because it keeps them out. But if there's no delis, there's no door to it, then it's good. The boy is saying another territory could be Ho v'ho the yis lay delis. Both times where the house is outside and it has a door. And Vilekasha, Hod Yisle Pasechis, Hod Lesle Pasechis. Like one has a handle, like you could get in, and one doesn't have it, that you can come in. So again, if it keeps out the Yoni, it's bad. The Boyasim and other could be Hod Yisle Pasechis. Both cases there's a handle. But Vilekasha, Hod Pasechis Didei Megavoy. If the handle is inside, then it's no good, because somebody standing outside can't get in here. So again, that stops the Yoni from getting into the chotzer. People won't be able to hear him, that he needs money. And now Mishnah is talking about where the handle is on the outside. But since the handle is on the outside, therefore the Yoni on the outside could come into this chotzer, or he could come into this house and come into the gate. So therefore, it does not stop the Yoni from receiving his tzedakah. Therefore, it's a good thing to do. Then the Mishnah says, "Koyfenois livnois beishar v'delos v'chotzer." But the Shimon Gamliel says, "No, not all chotzerim are equal." So Mar says, "Tanya, we learn like this." Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Loi kol chatzeros ruyas lebeishar. Not every chotzer needs this house for the watcher to stay there. Ela chotzer has samuch l'rishus rabbin. Only if the chotzer is near the rishus rabbin, then ruyas lebeishar. Then it's fit to have the beishar, which also like blocks off that the rabbin cannot look in or come into the chotzer. But v'sheinu samuch l'rishus rabbin, if your chotzer is not near the rishus rabbin and the ruyah lebeishar, then you do not need a beishar. Like since the rabbin doesn't come near there anyway, you do not need this beishar. For rabbonin, they say no. Zimnin sometimes to the chikiv v'nei rishus rabbin v'yayli v'yosli. Sometimes the rishus rabbin, it gets crowded there, and they come to the side of rishus rabbin. So they also maybe come to look into your chotzer. Therefore, any chotzer, it's always good to have this beishar built outside. It also protects the hezekriah. It also protects you that people from the outside will not be able to look inside. So that's the machlekes. Does every chotzer need a beishar? And Shimon Gamliel says no. Only a chotzer that's near the rishus rabbin. If you're not near the rishus rabbin, then like you do not need it, maybe it's better off not to have it then. The other Mishnah says, "Koyfenois to live nois liir," that we also force them to build in the city, to the people in the city, to build a wall around the city. And again, the Mishnah says, "Rav Shimon Gamliel loymer loykol ayoris rias lechema." Not every city is fitting to have a chema. Ella here in the Brassi finds itself. Ella ir hasmuchel sefer ruya lechema. Only a city near the frontier. If it's the first city in the place, then it's dangerous, because people from the outside may come in, may attack them, therefore they have to have a wall around the city. But the Shein is Smuch Lesefer, if this city is in between other cities, it's not near the frontier, then ain't a real Chayma, then you do not have to have a wall around it. However, the Rabbanan hold no, every city should have a wall around it, because Zimna the Mikri V'yosi Gaisa, sometimes army may come in just to fight this city, therefore it's worth it that every city should have their own Chayma around the city. Boyimne Reb Lozim Reb Yechanan. He has to shout like this: Kishen Goyvin. When they go to collect the money that everybody should pay to build the wall around the city, Lufi Nefoshes Goyvin. They go according to how many people living in the city, and everybody has to pay the same amount. Or Dilma maybe no, maybe Lufi Shvach Mamin Goyvin. We go according to how rich each person is. That is, if you could afford more money, we make you pay more. If you can't afford so much, so we make you pay less. So that's the question. Do we go bus in the parshas, everybody has to pay an equal amount? Or do we go bus a moment? Or Malaysia, he answered back and said, Yishno, Lufi Moment Goivin. We go according to how much money the person has. And Tosfos really explains over here that the pshat is that since there's not a real Sekhanas Nefeshes over here, we only go boss of the money. In other words, what we're afraid about is maybe the army people come in to rob you. So therefore, the more money you have, the more you have to lose. So therefore, since you have more money, we make you chip in more. But if there'll be a question, maybe they'll kill you out, so then every single Nefesh is the same amount. Then we will go according to Nefeshes. And he said, like, Elezer, my son, like, take it very strong. Now Rashi says, Hizru Lodon Kane, for the Tazim Memenu, make sure to pass like this, and do not go any other way. Ika the Ami, some said this was the question. Boy, mine Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Loza asked the question from Rabbi Yechanon. Kishahen Goivin, when you go to collect the money from the people in the city to build up the wall, do you have to pay according to how close your house is to the wall? In other words, if your house is closer to the wall, you have more benefit from it. So you'll have to pay more. And if you live further away from the wall, it's less of a sakana, you'll pay less. Or Dilma, maybe, no, we just depend upon how much money you own. And according to how much money you own, that's how much you have to pay. Or Malay, is it back to Mishino, Lefi Kirav Batim Hengoivim? Yes, we go after according to how close you are to the wall. The closer your house is to the wall, the more you'll have to chip in. And Vialeza Bni, Targa Seleza, my son, Kova Bomis Morris, that's what Vyakan said.